Yeah. A delicatessen, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that small? Some people have these in their kitchens. They're about this big, and they take the place of a regular size oven, and they cook.
A microwave.
Uh-huh. Do you
have one? Yeah,
no,
I'd like to have
yeah,
that out.
Need.
A friend of mine has one. They're great.
They cook the turkey in like 15
minutes. Baked potatoes, just like that.
That sounds great. All right. What would you call a coin-operated self-service log public laundry?
Laundry.
What would you call a container? I guess most people have these in the bathroom or something with a lid on it that you put dirty clothes in.
Hamper.
Okay. What about that over there? What's that?
A vacuum.
And the thing on the side that collects dust?
A dust bag or dirt bag. I don't know. What's it called? I know I have to put one in there every now and then. Mm-hmm. Sack. Catcher.
And what sort of container do you use to hold the sudsy water when you're mopping?
Well, there we get back to the bucket and the pail, you know. It's just a mop bucket as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, what about that other new appliance that fits under the counter and it compacts all your garbage?
That's a compactor.
Okay. Ever heard of call a trash masher?
No.
Okay. I like that name.
How do you
trash pressure. Trash presser. All right. Do you have any special name for the garbage can that you might put? I don't know how you do this. Do you put a garbage can out on the street? Or
well, they pick them up in the bag.
In
but
the bag?
They are garbage cans.
What are they made out of?
They're metal.
Okay.
Some are plastic.
Okay. What do you call those large green containers behind stores or in parking lots of apartment complexes?
Dipsy dumpster.
Okay. Have you ever heard cigarettes called anything else besides cigarettes?
Fag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know, it's kind of old cigarette. What would you call an enclosed room that, well, it's designed to receive maximum sunlight and light, maybe?
Sun parlor.
Okay. How about an informal room in the house for watching TV?
Den.
Okay. How about a room with a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower?
Dressing room.
Supposing you lived in a two-story house. Regular bathrooms upstairs, but one of these downstairs with no bathtub in it. Would you call it something else?
Would you call it maybe a closet? I don't know.
Well, it has a toilet.
Well,
a half bath.
Well, I start to say half bath, if, you know, usually a half bath.
What kind of stove and furnace do you have in your house right now?
Oh, that's central.
Electric
stove? No, you mean the type. Yeah, it's electric.
And the heat is also?
Gas.
Okay. Is it controlled by an electric thermostat?
Thermostat. I start to say it's electric.
And when you were growing up, that house you drew for me, what kind of heat did you have there?
Oh, brother. We had what do you call these little stoves that sit on a hearth? Coleman?
I don't know.
So a little coal-burning stove.
A pot-belly stove or something like that?
Well, no, it wasn't really pot-belly. Heater, I guess. A coal heater, I guess is what they're called. Because it's heated by coal. I mean, you had to put coal in it. It was not gas or electric.